Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Bill McSwain has been in the center ring, you know, and one of the, it's like an existential question. It's the question almost of life here. What the heck is going on in Philadelphia, people ask nationally, with Larry Krasner? And what could be done? Well, there's an election coming up. That's one avenue. But challenging this day-to-day is difficult. You know what happened last Friday, and you know what happened with Krasner and the police. And now we're seeing today in Philadelphia, I wanted to ask Bill, too. Look, I realize it's a difficult circumstance with the virus. The police standing down on war issues. This is a very, very strange situation that's developed. Let's go to U.S. Attorney Bill McSwain here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, welcome in. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Dom. Always nice to be with you.
Well, Bill, is this influencing your work in any way, U.S. Attorney's office, the virus?
Well, of course, it is having some influence, just like it's influencing everybody. But one thing that I wanted to reassure the public about is that we're on duty. And I think that the public relies on, people like prosecutors and other public officials in times of crisis more than ever. So we are on duty. We are doing our job. And in fact, we are even focusing on potential coronavirus scams. If anybody is being victimized because of the situation that everybody's going through right now, that's something that we want to stamp out immediately.
Bill, then, it's kind of curious, at least the way it was phrased. Maybe you have better knowledge of it. Look, we already in Philadelphia have set a vibe, and, you know, people then buy into it when the district attorney doesn't enforce the law, police and others. Maybe they start to overlook stuff. Maybe they start to think, I'm not going to go through all that. It's not worth it. I could get bottled up in this. And now this stand down because of the virus on various crimes. I realize it's a difficult situation here, but do you have any thoughts on that?
I do. I think that we have to continue to do our jobs, obviously, and we are on duty. And it is an unprecedented situation in a lot of ways. So I think that the police commissioner, the new commissioner Outlaw, she's we need to give her some room to operate and work her way through this. She's a person of good faith. She's trying to do her best. But I am worried that people like Larry Krasner sort of see this as an opportunity to accelerate their agenda, their no arrest, no prison, let people get away with things kind of agenda. He seems sort of excited about this, has even said this is a way to accelerate his agenda. But I don't think that's the way that Commissioner Outlaw is looking at things. I think she's trying to find her way through a difficult situation, and we need to give her some room to operate. But another point I'll make is I want to address the situation with Corporal O'Connor.
Yes.
The murder last Friday, because that's something that Krasner doesn't want any questions about. He doesn't want that in the news. He wants it all to be about everything else because he doesn't have any answers to the questions that he's getting about the murder of Corporal O'Connor. As I've said in the past, Krasner has set up what I'll call ticking time bombs throughout the city. These time bombs exist because of his overly permissive bail conditions that he gives violent offenders. He ignores parole violations. He drops cases. He offers overly lenient plea deals. And this sets up ticking time bombs all over the city. And unfortunately, a huge one went off last Friday.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. And, you know, it got caught up in this. The media, too, I don't think has given enough coverage that the police felt, because of the family, they had the ability to block him there. That's pretty unprecedented. You know, minor stuff has happened with DAs in the past. But I remember the two or three that I was friendly with and have seen in action, even if the police didn't always agree, there was never a public blockade like this. That says it all.
I think it does say it all, and it is unprecedented. I don't think in the history of our country we've ever had a big city DA in a crisis like this where a police officer was murdered who was denied entrance to the hospital or to any area to talk to the family. The family wanted nothing to do with him, and the police despise Krasner, and with good reason. This individual, Hassan Elliott, who is responsible for what happened to Corporal O'Connor, was a known gangbanger wanted for murder. And Krasner did everything he could to bend over backwards to give this guy a break. DAs are not supposed to protect gangbangers. They are supposed to protect the public. And I have been very clear about all the failures of Krasner and his office in not pursuing any of the parole violations, the numerous and serious parole violations that Mr. Elliott committed, where Krasner's office took no action. And that is the reason why he was on the street, and that is the reason why Corporal O'Connor was killed.
So again, people look to you, and we realize you have pushed the limits of what you can do on all this stuff. What's your sense of what the remedy is toward this? I mean, I've even seen people talking impeachment. I don't think that's a real remedy here. Is it just the election, ultimately?
Well, you know, my job is to enforce the rule of law, and that's what I'm going to do. And I can have an effect on what's, and have had an effect on what's going on in the city in plugging the gaps that Krasner has left open. I think things would be much worse in the city if it weren't for the efforts that I've spoken about frequently about federal law enforcement to try to combat the violent crime in Philadelphia. So I'm going to continue to do that. And I'm also going to continue to raise awareness about Krasner's misplaced priorities. And people need to know about that. And people need to think about it and be aware of it. And that's part of being an informed citizen. But I am going to continue to provide the kind of oversight of the DA's office that I think is needed at a time like this, when Krasner has essentially infected the office with a sickness that I think is negatively impacting all Philadelphians.
Well, I agree with that. And I tell you something that has heartened me, because we want to have hope here, too. The women in South Philly that jumped in and helped to stop this lawless safe injection site. And there is a bit of a vibe now, Bill, I think, toward people pushing back on this, even in city council. And during the course of that, a reporter told me a story about you, how you went to a community meeting there, sat in the back, no big deal in Kensington, and took it all in and routinely do stuff like that. He noticed it. So I wanted to commend that. And I am hopeful now that there are engaged people out there in Philadelphia. They're not all just going along with the Krasner way. They're connecting the dots. And this incident in South Philly seemed to rouse them. We just got to keep it going and grow the number of people that are aroused by stuff like this.
I think that's right. And I think that it was good to see the public make their voice known in this debate. I think that the Safe House proponents miscalculated. They figured they could just basically shove this down people's throats. And there's a certain arrogance and sort of know-it-all attitude that sometimes they display, and the people revolted. And that's part of our democracy. So good for them for making their voices known. And thank you for mentioning that I have gone out into the community many times, and it's not always about speaking. It's not always about
right.
my voice. It's just about listening. And so I have sat at community meetings and just listened and not try to draw attention myself, but try to understand what it is that people are concerned about so that we can be responsive.
Well, I think it's there, Bill. It would take a lot because of how far it's gone with Krasner. But I try to pull hope from that from you and what I saw in South Philly, that enough people are starting to see this isn't just that we're making this up. The dots are all connected. This case is one of the all-timers, that if you do X, it's an equation, you do enough of it, you're going to get this result. And the media just refuses to give people that connection, I think. They just don't want to go there with that. I don't know why.
Well, one thing that gets people's attention focused, for sure, is not just the backlash against the injection sites, but it gets people's attention when a police officer is murdered.
Yes.
It doesn't get much worse than that. That will awake people out of any slumber that they might be in. And so I think there's a lot of anger about what happened to Corporal O'Connor, as there should be. And it's not something that I'm going to let go. I've got my teeth sunk into this pretty deep.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate that, Bill. Thank you. Thanks for coming on today, too, to be continued.
Thanks, Dom. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.